You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. I am here for another podcast. I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm going to introduce a game. Now, a lot of you, or many of you, probably already know about this game, and I think that's wonderful. If you haven't, then I got a great time waster game. This is a really kind of a game that reminds me of the Bop It game. If you're familiar with the Bop It game, it is one of those handheld toys where you have to repeat of the instruction it tells you. On the Bop It game, it has a button, you have to twist things, you gotta do all these different maneuvers and gestures with this Bop It game. Well, this is very much like a Bop It game, but it is for your iPhone. So it's called Zany Touch. It's a spell ZanyTouch. What I like about this, and two reasons why I'm doing this podcast and why I love about this game. One, obviously it's free and it is great for being a free game. It does include some in-app purchases, but really it's not ever necessary for you to do. It is really entirely up to you if you want to support the developer or if you want to purchase lives that will help you extend the length of your game, because I'll explain what the life is. But the main reason I'm doing this is because I am been teaching people how to use the iPhone and the iPad. So I'm going to reach out to you, all those people out there, whether you're teachers, trainers, school, counselors, I don't care what you are. If you are to a point where you want to teach people how to do gestures, this is a great game to use to teach people. I am using this quite heavily. Every time I train somebody, this is their first homework that they have to do. And you might as well make the best of it and make it fun for them. And that's the whole point, is to have fun and to learn and how to use your device. Now, of course, it's not going to explain what the gestures do or anything, but it's going to teach you how to do different maneuvers or gestures the correct way. And yes, I know some of us can do the gestures pretty well, but there's a lot of them out there have a hard time understanding the swipe gesture. And that is probably one of the hardest things for people to understand, their two-finger taps and things like that. And so, my gosh, this is a great tool. I highly recommend it to all the schools, trainers, teachers, for your students and client to use this app. Now, if you're not one of those people and you would like a game and you do like Bop It, this is something for you to look at. This game's been around for a couple years, so it's not something new. It's old, but it still is a goodie. They still update it, which is always a good thing. And then I'll explain a few things at the end of the podcast of what makes this very compelling compared to other competitors. All right. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get it open.
Zany Touch. Double tap to open. Actions.
One finger double tap to open.
Zany Touch. New game. Button.
One thing I really like about this app is all button. And so there isn't all these confusing swiping up, left, right, whatever, you got to do all of this monkey maneuver to get a game going. So when you're dealing with something that is a beginner, you want to make it as simple as it can be. So obviously, it puts you right into the new game. All you have to do is just do a one-finger double tap, and then it gets you to the next set of menus. I am going to go ahead and show you the rest of the screen. And so you are familiar what is available here as I swipe to the right.
Friends and scores button.
You have the friends and scores. I'm not going to go in that. That is, will show you your scores based on what you have done and achieved, and see what your friends have done and achieved for their leaderboard.
Options button.
You have the options. I will get in here in a moment. That is like the settings. Really, there's nothing much in here that will require for anybody to use, but I am going to try to tickle some of the people out there that would like to know a little bit more of the game and what is there to be offer when I mentioned the in-app purchases. And so I'll explain that very shortly here in a bit.
Support button.
And then lastly, we have the support. Now, if you double tap this in support.
Support. Help button.
There's the help button. That is a good way to figure out about the help.
Email support button.
You can email the support.
About button.
And you got the about.
More fun apps button.
And you can find out about more fun apps by the developer. The help, you just double tapped on that, and that will take you to a page that will describe all of the gestures and maneuvers and some of the basic things that may and may not have covered in this podcast. So if you want to know more about the game, so consider it as a user guide for the game. So you will go into the help.
Back. Button.
And then lastly, we have the back button. Now, the whole time when I'm doing here, I'm swiping to the right. Again, this makes it really simple because everything's a button. You just do a one-finger double tap to go back.
Back. New game. Button.
And it takes me way up to the top where the new game is. So I'm going to go swipe to the right again.
Friends and scores. Button.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go to the one more.
Options. Button.
And there's the option. Now, I'm going to go ahead and double tap on options.
Options. Game lives button.
Okay, this is the game lives. All right, in a given game, what they're going to do is that no matter what, okay, let's start this way. When you download the app for the first time, they will honor you, I believe, don't quote me on this, I think they give you 20 lives automatically. What are lives? Well, it's a good question. As you play the game, if you make a mistake, it will automatically take a life away and then allows you to keep playing the game. So if I make a mistake, no big deal. You just lost a life and you just move on and you keep playing until you get to the second one. Now, if you make two mistakes, how this is going to happen, okay? One, even though I have 20 lives, you only can lose two lives in a given game. So I can only make two mistakes if I have lives available. Now, if I don't have any lives available, it will give you one automatically. So you are given one oops in every game, except when you have extra lives, you can play up to two oops, and then the game is over. Now, the lives itself, if you want to see how many lives you have left, you can double tap here.
More info button.
Now, not only does it give you 20 lives when you download the app. Now, when you use all the lives, you can gain back lives by two different ways. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Game lives.
Mm-hmm.
Remaining lives.
It's going to tell me how much I have left here.
Two.
Okay. I only have two lives left.
Best score.
And then it's going to show you the best scores. Now, the best score
44.
I've made so far on this one is 44. Sadly, I had to go to a new iPhone, and it lost all my data, so I have done much higher, but since I've only picked this up recently, because I had somebody to train here recently, I wanted to show them how to use the game and how to play it, and so I got 44. Now, remember I said there's two ways to gain more lives if you are into that. If you swipe to the right.
Extra lives.
Really, this is kind of a summary. How do you can earn lives, and this is based on how many games you win. So the more points you win in a given game, the more lives you get, and they will give you lives from one life all the way to 10. I'll show you a few of them.
First score.
Mm-hmm.
One life.
They'll give you one life extra.
31.
If you win 31 points and more in a single game.
Two lives.
You can get two lives.
46.
If you win 46 points.
Three lives.
Three.
61.
61. And et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera. So I'm going to go ahead and just swipe through here pretty quickly for you and show you all 10. And let me tell you, you think, whoa, I can get 10. Man, it is really difficult to get these numerous of lives. But nonetheless, they are... This is a great way to earn life, and it's very simple to do that. And I really love about the developer and giving us ability to earn lives.
Four lives, 76. Five lives, 91. Six lives, 106. Seven lives, 121. Eight lives, 137, 9 lives, 150, 10 lives, 166.
All right, 166 points. you guys are going to have to let me know if you ever get that. I would love to know if you have. That's the highest point you can earn. And now if you go to the right.
Purchase extra lives.
You can purchase lives if you want. So this is the second way. And this is the in-app purchase I was telling you about. Once again, if you feel like lives is very compelling and it's going to help you excel in getting all these lives, and go for it. You're helping the developer when you do this. And so that is a nice, nice way for you to support a developer. And now they have different price packages, so as you can see here.
Pack of 25 lives.
If you want a package of 25.
99 cents. Button.
You can double tap here and it'll cost you 99 cents to get 25.
Pack of 50 lives.
50.
$1.99. Pack of 100 lives.
You get a whole whopping 100.
$2.99. Button.
Two, about three smackers there.
Back. Button.
And then at the bottom is the back button. Again, it's just a button and it's always at the bottom. Blah, blah, blah. At the bottom of every screen, so you just keep swiping to the right to find the back button, or you can just do a four-finger tap towards the bottom, and it'll take you to the last element, which is the back button. So I'm going to double-tap on that.
Back. Game lives.
Okay, button. So that's our game lives and explanation of the game lives.
Profile and stats. Button.
Profile and stats. I'll go ahead and double-tap.
Profile and stats. Player okay. Profile. Guest player ID.
I am. This tells you your ID and stuff.
10 tub 6x GHG Webjot remaining lives.
Tells me my remaining lives.
Two.
And then basically, it just tells you the leaderboard and tells you what score you've done. And I'm going to be pretty much reviewing this as we play a game because you're going to get to the same page. Well, not the exact same page, but similar. I'm going to do a four finger tap towards the bottom.
Back button.
And there's a back button. Double tap here.
Back.
Okay.
Game lives. Button. Profile and stats. Mm-hmm. Button. Selected. Sound is on. Button.
You can have the sound on and off. So a lot of these are self-explanatory. I really haven't changed anything, but these are here for you to customize if you want.
Back. Button.
And then you go back. So that is it. That is not much to show you.
Back. New game. Button.
All right, folks. So here we are. Now, I want to remind some people out there, you can play this by yourself. You can play with other players. Yes, you can do that, which is really cool. Other people, other games I've seen that are very similar to this do not have this feature. I can play up to four players with the Game Center live. Yes, that is what makes this really compelling. And it's free, doesn't cost you extra, and you get to really play with other people and not some silly computer game, some AI that's playing against you. I like to play against real people, but in this case, I'm not going to show you a single game playing by yourself. All right, so once again, back to the beginners. As you can remember, when you double tapped into this app, it takes you right to this new game. And because there's a button, it's very simple. You just do one finger double tap.
New game. Hard. Button.
And you're presented with three levels. You have the hard.
Medium. Button.
Medium.
Easy. Button.
And easy. Now, one more to the right.
Back. Button.
It takes you to back. So, you need to figure out which game you want to play. And all you did is just swipe to the right.
Easy. Button.
I'm going to play easy for the first round. And then I'll show you hard. Easy only involves three gestures. So you have the touch, which is you just put one finger on the screen and touch it. So you do a touch. That's one gesture. The other gesture is the swipe. And you can swipe any directions you want. You can swipe up, down, left, or right. Okay? So it doesn't matter which direction you swipe. You just do a swipe. And then lastly, we have the shake. You shake your device. It's like if you have some dice in your hand, you just shake it and you roll it. Well, it's very similar to that. You just shake your device. So this is the only three gesture in the easy game. So I always tell my client, play the easy game. If you feel like you want to move it up, you can go to medium and then we can go to hard. I will show you what the easy game sounds like. Now, because it is kind of loud, it's going to kind of come up pretty loud to you. I can't really adjust that, unfortunately, to try to keep this everything else same. So I'm not going to be able to be talking too much, but what you do is you listen to the instruction. There will be a female voice that will tell you, touch, swipe, shake. You do one of those maneuvers. And I'm going to get through one round and then purposely lose. And so we can get to the end of the game part. Okay? So when you're ready to play the game, get yourself all hyped up. Get you all soft. All right. Loosen up. All right. Get your ears ready and listen very carefully what you have to say. Now I'm going to double tap here. And here we go.
Easy.
Get ready. Swipe. Shake. Touch. Swipe. 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 Touch. Swipe. Let's go faster. Touch.
Okay, I'm gonna lose.
Touch.
I'll stop.
Swipe.
See how it works.
Touch. Rats, you didn't make it.
I didn't make
Change
it.
Change name.
All right, now over. See.
Heading level one.
Now, you should notice that my first mistake, it went ahead to the next command. And then the second time I did it, then she says, rats, game's over. So I had two lives. If I was giving him just only one life, I would only give him one mistake. But since I made two mistakes, it went ahead and ended the game. Anyhow, that is what basically this game is. So you get the idea that you have to perform the instructions as she tells you to do. And that's what makes this really, really cool for people that are learning how to use the iDevices. And so I really highly recommend this. Now, you get to the scoring page. It says, oh darn, your game's over. And so I swipe to the right.
Way to go. You got 9 points this time.
Okay, so I got 9 points for this game, and if you keep going to the right...
Scroll down to see your placement.
Mm-hmm.
Name. Table start.
Now, you are not going to see this at first when you implement this game. You'll get the point where it says no name, and you get to be able to give the option to put the name in, and I'll show you where that section is, but let me go ahead and just swipe to the right.
Anime mouse.
That's me.
Score.
My score.
9.
I got 9 points.
Rank. Number signed 3 out of 8.
All right. I got third place out of 8 previous games I have done in the easy level. And if you want to see the rest of the leaderboard for easy, medium, and hard, you just swipe to the right.
Difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Table
There's
end.
Easy. All right. Let's go see here.
Rank. Table start.
Mm-hmm.
Name. Score. 1.
Okay. So this is first place.
Anime mouse.
That's me.
44.
44. Believe me, I've done much higher than this, but because I lost my data, that's all good. It's all good. I just have to do it all over again, right? So you just swipe to the right.
2.
There's a second place.
21.
21. And then...
3.
We will get to a third place.
Anime mouse.
Mm-hmm.
9.
There's my 9, and so that's where I'm at. All right, now I'm going to do a 4-finger tap towards the bottom. You can keep swiping to the right if you want until you get all the way to the bottom.
Page 2 of 2. Center of continue button.
There's a continue. Now I'm going to swipe left about 4 times here so I can explain a few things.
Ignore this score. Submit to Twitter. Submit to Facebook. Change name. 1. Table end.
Okay. Now, once I get to the bottom of the table.
Change name. Button.
This is where you can change your name. Now, if you haven't put a name in, this is going to be a edit box already, and you can put a name already. The reason they do this is probably because if you have a family members that got multiple families, they're playing with your device or iPad, they want to change your name so they can brag about their how many what they got and stuff like that. So this would be ideal for people with multiple family members or, you know, if you just want to put your own name on it, cool. But that is there. So you can double tap that, change the name. And now you can post your winnings onto different social platforms. So obviously we have...
Submit to Facebook. Button.
Facebook.
Submit to Twitter. Button.
And Twitter. And then if we go to the right, more to the right.
Ignore the score button.
You have the option to ignore it and say, heck no. If my brother found out about this, he'd be making fun of me, so I'm going to ignore this. That means it's going to ignore and not put your name and placement into the leaderboard. So you can ignore it, or you can continue. So go to the right.
Continue.
And I will double tap here. Go to continue.
Continue.
And then it takes you all the way back to the main page where it says new game. So once again, if I do a double tap here.
New game.
And.
Hard. Button.
And if you get to the hard. All right. The hard is really ideal. So if you're getting better, go to medium. And then if you're really good, go up to hard. I will push my students after a couple of days or a couple of weeks, depending how often we meet and how well they're picking up on the gestures. This offers up to 8 different gestures. Oh my gosh, this gets really, really confusing. And it's kind of fun because you got to listen really hard. You have the touch, like we did in the easy. You take one finger, touch the screen. And then they have something called tap. Oh, yeah. This is not a one-finger double tap. No, this is a two-finger on the screen tap. Yes, that's going to be the hardest part that I found between touch and tap. So you got to kind of play with it more and more. And the more you get to play with it, the easier it makes sense. And then the swiping. Oh, yeah, baby. You ready for this? Now you got swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right. So they'll say up, left, right, down, and that means you need to swipe in that direction, and that really increased intensity level. And then we have the pinch, the famous pinch. That is taking two fingers, one finger on the top, one finger on the bottom, bring them together like you're going to pinch. That is a pinch. And then obviously the last one is the shake. So let's give this just a little whirl so you can get a little example of what it sounds like. I'll go ahead and play this. I'll play one round, and then I'll end it. Okay? Here we go.
Hard.
Get ready. Touch. Up. Oh, sorry.
I couldn't even make it through the first round.
Game over.
For God's sake.
Heading level one.
I'm gonna
game over. Heading level one.
Let's go back.
Continue. Button.
Let's go continue. To continue.
New game. Button.
Let's try that again.
New game.
I can't believe I failed that.
Button.
Double tap.
Hard.
Let's try it again.
Get ready. Right. Oops, you messed up.
See?
Game over. Heading level one.
You're. You think I was an advanced user? You know what?
Continue. Button.
I'm not going to do it. God, this is embarrassing. Button. Hey, that's what live podcasting is all about. I think in the end, the whole point is that you get the idea of the game, how much of a time waster this is, and how much fun it is, and why I'm pushing this for a lot of people out there to recognize this. If you know a mom, dad, sister, brother that are getting a new device and you want them to have fun and enjoy the learning, get this game for them. It's free. A lot of people that I deal with get a lot of equipment from the state. And if you know well as I do, they lock those suckers down. And it's really hard for them to be able to purchase anything. And a lot of them end up not being able to purchase things. For many reasons, but I'm able to get Zany Touch, and thank you so much for the developer and let us using this as a free app. Yes, there is an in-app purchase, as I mentioned. You can earn lives and etc. And I explained how the lives work. And you know what? This is way better than some of the competitors. There is a competitor out there that does it and claim the same thing. It's great for training. But there's one big caveat with that. There's two big things on there that you don't do, and it makes it way too hard. One, you expect people to pay. And when you come with the state devices and stuff like that, you have to purchase these coins. So you get so many coins and you lose your coins, as in each game you play costs you a coin. And once you're up with the coins, you can't earn any more coins. You have to buy the coins or buy unlimited package. That is not going to work, especially in the realm of where I'm having to teach people. It just doesn't exist. The second part, they require a lot more gesture just to get the stupid game going. So, I mean, I have to do this. I have to do a three-finger swipe up. And I have to do two-finger swipe down. All these weird things, you know. And that is not really teaching people the great way. That's like people that have to know those maneuvers before they can get that game going. So, I'm sorry, but this game is way better and much cheaper and more compelling for a lot of different levels. So, sorry about that. And I don't mean to go on a rant, but anyway, the whole point of this podcast is to show you about this app. And I hope you will find this game lots of fun, great way to teach people, and that's the whole point. And so I hope you enjoyed this podcast. My name is Thomas Donville, also not a mouse. I hope you go get this game, start practicing, have fun. That's what the whole point of when it is to learn, or you're just trying to find something in a time waster. This is a great way to play with family and other friends. Say, hey, ho, I got 86 points. Have you beaten that? All that stuff. That makes it fun. And that's what I love about this game. It is a great, easy, fun, simple game. All right. Until next time, guys, you take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.